Keep your summer going strong with great savings right now at Lowe's. Like $30 off select Project Source vanities, now only $39. Plus, save up to $20 off select paint and primer, stain and sealant, and resurfacers. Don't miss out on summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Vanity offer valid 7/22 through 8/4. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer valid 7/22 through 8/17. Valid on 114 through 640 fluid ounce containers only. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
RV. As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on the Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. Times update in the major leagues. Of course, the deadline is passed, and the trade deadline is going away. The Cubs made one deal today. They acquired pitcher Dan Heron from the Marlins, sending back two minor leaguers. The Cubs give up shortstop Elliot Soto and right-hander Ivan Pinheiro. Both are Rule 5 draft eligible and considered to be low-end prospects for the Northsiders. Heron is 34. The three-time All-Star has a 3.42 ERA this year with more than six strikeouts per nine innings pitched. 86 miles an hour on that fastball, but 129 innings pitched. He will be a workhorse fifth starter for the Cubs. And they also get cash from the Marlins in this deal. Yes, cash consideration to the north side. And it looks like the Mets are getting Yoenis Cespedes after all. First to report it after a fake Ken Rosenthal Twitter handle was the real Bruce Levine. And the Sox apparently fought hard to try and get him, but they don't. He goes from Oakland to Boston to Detroit to New York in one calendar year. Cubs and Padres were really close with each other in a deal. Craig Kimbrell would have been the centerpiece. Nothing official or anything like that. Joel Sherman said the Cubs were talking to the Dodgers about Alex Wood after he was picked up from the Braves yesterday, but that seemed to be a long shot. Again, all the deals yet to be made official, or some may come in after the deadline passed about a minute and a half ago. Around the big leagues today, the Blue Jays, adding a few more pieces today, picking up Ben Revere from the Phillies and right-hander Mark Lowe from the Mariners. Twins get right-hander Kevin Jepsen from the Rays, and Aroldis Chapman was on the block along with Jay Bruce, who is not in the lineup today, but it looks like they have not been moved as of yet. When all the dust settles here, and we'll do shortly, the Cubs and Brewers will go at it tonight. Jason Hamill on the mound for the Northsiders. Emelec's facing the Brewers, 6-0 lifetime with a 2.25 ERA. White Sox back home after ripping through a 7-1 road trip against last-place teams. Carlos Rodon will get his first crack at the first-place Yankees. Training camp down in Bourbonnais producing a fight at Bears practice. And oh, thanks to Twitter, we found out from reporters that it was Kyle Long and Jarvis Jenkins who got into it. Also, second-round draft pick Eddie Goldman left practice today because of dehydration. Seahawks get the long-term deal done with Russell Wilson. He's meeting the media right now on his four-year, $87-and-change million contract. Surprise, surprise, Jameis Winston officially named the starter for the Bucs in Week 1. 22 years ago today, Walter Payton inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. And the White Sox are mourning the legend Billy Pierce, who died today. The all-time Sox strikeout leader, 186 games on the South Side, a 3.19 ERA in 13 seasons for the Sox. He was on the 59 White Sox squad that went to the World Series and a career revival at 35 years old with the Giants in 1962. He succumbs to gallbladder cancer. He was 88 years old. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's July sales event going on right now. And training camp on the Score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer, and ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tonight, 6:35, and the White Sox take on the Yankees on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
We use the word OSCE, not just because of the word OSCE.
What is OSCE anyway?
OSCE Wawa.
What is that?
It's the battle cry of the Illini. Illini Asia. OSCE Wawa.
So it's like a made-up,
yes,
vaguely Native, yes, American-sounding thing?
Yes.
We use the word OSCE.
What?
Idiot.
OSCE Wawa. What do you mean you use the word OSCE? When?
Nobody's used the word OSCE.
When are you? When is Tim Beckman in his program using the word OSCE? I mean, WINT was so much easier.
Our models win, and that is whatever is necessary today.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
National MLB columnist Scott Miller.
There's a lot of activity out there. A lot of things are going to happen. Yoan Cespedes of the Tigers, he's going to go in the next 24 hours. Tigers still have some stuff to go. Cespedes, Alex Avila, the catcher. Cespedes is sure to go because he is a free agent this winter. And the way his contract is structured and the way his situation is, when he leaves via free agency, the Tigers would not get any compensatory draft picks. So they either have to trade him now to get something for him or lose him for nothing this winter. And obviously they traded David Price, so they're already in the process of retooling.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's the deal with Chad at Boers and Bernstein, 312-644-6767.
According to multiple reports now, the Cubs have sent Junior Lake to the Orioles for Tommy Hunter, the 29-year-old right-handed relief pitcher. So bye-bye to Junior Lake.
Junior Lake.
And hello, Tommy Hunter. And now Ken Rosenthal says the Padres largely standing pat because GM A.J. Preller believes the team can reach the postseason. When?
What, yeah,
when
the hell?
When,
though? When?
What?
What season are we talking about?
What?
2017.
The Padres are 49-53, and they're not even listed in the wild card standings. The Cubs are two out. The Mets are 4.5 out. Arizona's 6.5 out. That would mean that the Padres are 7.5 out.
Too many. That's too many.
That's too many and a half out.
Well, they're going to reach the playoffs, so.
Wow.
You believe you spent all that money the Diamondbacks are ahead of you?
Yeah, but that's... Yeesh. All of a sudden now... After all of those potential deals and all those phone calls and all those talks, that now you're saying, well, that's it. We're standing pat because we're going to make the postseason this year.
Fired. I'd fire his dumbass. I really would.
And it's not Zach Wheeler going for Cespedes. It's a guy named Fulmer and somebody else that I don't know. So it's... They didn't have to give up Wheeler to get Cespedes.
Well, and Wheeler can't even pitch until, like, July of next year, maybe. So he had Tommy John in March, and...
it was Fulmer and Cessa. C-E-S-S-A. Cessa and Fulmer.
Is it Fran Cessa?
Oh, God. Tony and Darian, you're on the Score.
Hey, Danny. Hey, Terry.
Hi.
You know, you were talking earlier, Danny, about the Cup fans have virtually no reaction to the... deal that was made, and I think nobody really started thinking about Cup baseball or Sox baseball or baseball in Chicago with what the Blackhawks were doing there, is getting the new coach and the new staff.
It's July 31st.
I'm still saying, you know, there's still a lot of hangover from that, and
no.
You know, there's guys on the team.
No.
You guys know
the
minors. I mean, you know who's in the minors. Nobody talks about that when they're announcing the game, what's going on in the mind.
They'll
get the scores.
Yes, they do. They do. They do a farm report. They do. They just don't need to do it anymore because those guys are all here. The reason why the Cubs used to do it during the fallow years is because the players who mattered were in the minors rather than in the majors. And now most of the players who matter are actually in the majors. They don't have to talk about the minors anymore.
And Tony, you're right. The Hawk fans are still sleeping at the LaSalle Street station.
Yes, the ones,
still there,
the ones that you saw are all
still
passed
on the ground,
out on LaSalle Street.
Still passed out. Mouth agape.
So Colleen Kane of the Tribune reports trade deadline has passed. White Sox did not make any moves. No late announcements coming.
And John Heyman says the Padres like their nucleus. They think they can get back in it. That they were
in
hurt.
What?
They were hurt in the first half by the Myers injury and Kemp's underperformance.
What? Well, the White Sox were a lot of underperformances, too. I mean, well, you know, they just weren't very well. Kemp has been a huge disappointment because you took on a lot of money. That was not a great idea. Not a great idea. I, you know, if you look at this and you analyze it and you say, all right, it would have been nice if the White Sox had found somebody to play right field other than Garcia. It really would have been nice to do that because that's a drain on me. It's a drain on everybody. With those minuscule power numbers. I mean, there are guys out there. So, Dave Bruce, too expensive?
So there we have it, and we can get you, the Cub fan, or you, the White Sox fan, to react. The Cubs have made a couple of minor moves. They have acquired Dan Herron for a couple of middling prospects, and they got some cash in the deal. And they also have veteran reliever Tommy Hunter in exchange for Junior Lake, a guy who, boy, looks the part.
He does.
He will absolutely always look the part of the big league outfielder. Unfortunately, never seemed to quite put it together. Maybe the light goes on for him, and all of those tools end up mattering.
I don't want to take that bet. I would not take that bet on Junior Lake. So you get your fifth starter, a little bullpen help, and the White Sox get nothing.
White Sox get nothing, give up nothing. Okay. So you know, they were supposedly in it until the very, very end for Yoenis Cespedes, and then bowed out when the talks got too rich for their blood. So what do you think? 312-644-6767, that barring any sort of waiver deal that could happen, you know, we get excited about the non-waiver trade deadline, but waiver deals are always possible, that you get some big expensive names that end up in some places because you're able to slide them through the waivers process, but here you go. Now, what I would hope the Cubs do is, well, let's rearrange this bullpen now. If you are adding to your major league roster, this means Soriano's done, right? In your world?
Yes.
In my world?
In my world, he would be done, yes.
That Tommy Hunter replaces Soriano. Yeah.
That would be it. Thank you.
And you move on. That would be my personal preference.
Thank you.
I know he pitched okay last night, but I don't believe in the stuff. I don't believe in what's going on there, and I would much prefer a guy with a profile of Tommy Hunter who can actually throw a ball.
Well, they've done that.
And as far as pitch type for Hunter, he throws 65% fastballs, averaging 96.1 miles per hour. He throws 10.3% cutters at 89 and 24.7% curveballs at 83.2. So those are the three pitches. He is a predominant fastball thrower at legit fastball at 96, and then he'll mix in a curve a quarter of the time and then slide in a cutter. I should say slide in because he cuts it in. You slide in a slider, you cut in a cutter.
That's right? What he does. Right? He cuts in a cutter.
In Batavia, Ethan is on WSCR. Hi, Ethan. What do you think?
Hey, so I was thinking that while you said there isn't much of a reaction to Dan Herron, it's hard to get that excited about a solid, you know, fifth guy in the rotation. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's that people are really, they're upset that they didn't get a number one guy.
No, I'm not saying they are. That was my point, is that the people just don't feel very strongly about it whatsoever.
Well, yeah, I'm more or less agreeing with you on that, but that there's nobody reacting at all because it's, like you said, it's just kind of, so it's, I think that the fact that they've now made a move for Hunter, they traded Lake, that he's a solid reliever, from what I understand, is his ERA just as, like, is it better than the 3.4 or whatever that Herron is?
Yeah, I think he's a solid player.
His fielder independent pitching is 3.32. So, yes, solid.
I think the first call was right. I believe the reason for this is the Hawk hangover.
What the hell was that? Tom and Joliet, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Okay.
Getting over my Hawk hangover. No, I don't think it's a bad thing that the White Sox didn't make any moves. So they're a long shot to make it this year. And I took a look last night, went online during the game, and looked at, you know, where they are in the minor league. And I keep hearing that they don't have any talent down there. But
the AAA teams in second place.
Don't ever look at the record of a minor league team as predictive of how productive a farm system is, ever.
Because that's what Hawk used to do, and it
never,
really has never
ever,
worked
and
out.
Has nothing to do with producing major league talent.
So winning against...
Correct. The record of your minor league teams is independent of your minor league's ability to produce major league talent. It is secondary. It's an afterthought. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's the truth, Tom.
Okay.
That's the cold, hard truth.
They don't look that bad down there record-wise.
It doesn't. Don't ever look at it. The record of a minor